This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Carrie L. Grun and Isaac K. McCown, by next friend Carrie L. Grun versus Joseph G. Schwermer, and Joshua R. Elam, decided April 1st, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District. Carrie L. Grun and Isaac K. McCown by next friend, Carrie L. Grun, appellants. V. WD87371, Joseph G. Schwermer, filed April 1st, 2025, defendant, and Joshua R. Elam, respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cooper County. The Honorable Jeff A. Middlehauser, judge before Division II. Janet Sutton, PJ, and Alok Ahuja and Mark D. Pfeiffer, JJ. Carrie L. Grun and Isaac K. McCown, collectively plaintiffs, asserted wrongful death claims against Joseph Schwermer and Joshua Elam. Grun is the mother and McCown the child of a woman killed in an accident involving an all-terrain vehicle, which Schwermer was driving and in which Elam was a passenger. The circuit court dismissed plaintiff's wrongful death claim against two Elam for failure to state a claim. The court later approved a settlement of their claim against Schwermer. Plaintiff's appeal, challenging the dismissal of their claim against Elam. We affirm. Factual background. On May 1, 2020, Schwermer was operating a 2017 Polaris Razor all-terrain vehicle, an ATV, in Pettis County. The ATV drove off an embankment and crashed. At the time of the accident, the decedent was sitting on Elam's lap in the passenger seat of the ATV and was not wearing a seatbelt. Decedent died as a result of the injuries she suffered in the accident. Grun and McCown filed this wrongful death action against Schwermer in the Circuit Court of Pettis County on June 21, 2022. On the same day, they filed a motion for change of venue pursuant to Supreme Court Rule 51.03. The Circuit Court granted the motion for change of venue on September 7, 2022, and transferred the case to the Circuit Court of Cooper County. After taking the depositions of Schwermer, Elam, and the other surviving passenger of the ATV, plaintiffs moved to amend their petition to assert a wrongful death claim against Elam. The Circuit Court granted plaintiffs leave to file their amended petition on March 14, 2023. Count 2 of the amended petition, which asserted a claim against Elam, alleged that, while riding on the ATV, Joshua R. Elam was holding decedent by her waist. The amended petition alleged that Elam was negligent in the following respects. 5. The loading of the 2017 Polaris Razor and the death of decedent was a direct result of Joshua R. Elam's negligence in that: A. He undertook to render services to decedent by encouraging and allowing her to ride on his lap without a seatbelt. 3b. He undertook services by encouraging and allowing decedent to ride on his lap or the passenger seat where he was seated without a seatbelt, and she relied upon Joshua R. Elam to protect her from ejectment and injury. C. Elam undertook to render services in assisting decedent in loading and riding upon the 2017 Polaris Razor, but failed to allow her access to the seatbelt and thus increased the risk she would be injured as a result of the crash. D. Decedent relied upon Joshua R. Elam's undertaking of services to protect her. Elam was served with plaintiff's amended petition on April 26, 2023. He filed a motion to dismiss and an answer on June 22, 2023, more than 30 days later. Elam's motion to dismiss argued that, because he and the decedent were fellow passengers in the ATV, he did not owe her any duty of care. Plaintiffs responded to the substance of Elam's motion. In addition, they moved to strike the motion to dismiss as untimely under Rules 55-225A and 55-227A. In response, Elam asserted that his failure to timely respond to plaintiff's amended petition was the result of excusable neglect. Elam asked the court to enlarge his time to respond pursuant to Rule 44.01B and treat his motion to dismiss as timely filed. The circuit court held a hearing on Elam's motion to dismiss and plaintiff's motion to strike the motion to dismiss on August 28, 2023. A docket entry indicated that both motions were taken under advisement. The circuit court granted Elam's motion to dismiss in a judgment entered on September 11, 2023. The judgment found that no duty on the part of defendant Elam has been pleaded. The court's order did not separately address the timeliness issue. Following the dismissal of their claim against Elam, plaintiffs reached a settlement of their claim against Schwermer. The Circuit Court approved the Fore settlement in a final judgment entered on June 27, 2024. Plaintiffs filed their notice of appeal on July 19, 2024. Discussion: plaintiffs' appeal challenges the Circuit Court's dismissal of their negligence claim against Elam. Plaintiffs assert 2 points on appeal. In their first point, they contend that the Circuit Court should not have considered the